Okay, I've got Brenda, Kim. Did Hank want to speak also? I thought I heard.
Yeah.
Anybody else want to be on the stack? Okay, Brenda, you've got the floor.
Okay. So to answer the question as to why there's no possibility of possibly receiving this money for CPB, the simple answer is that we're way overdue for our audit. There's a lot of reasons why the audit gets behind. One of it has been the high turnover of finance staff. So we didn't have a CFO for a couple of months last year when I was on the PMB. We also had a high turnover of business managers, which always delay in the reconciliation of the books. The other thing is that there is, to my understanding and to my knowledge, and I could probably by other directors or other people within this committee be told otherwise, is that there's an opportunity to possibly apply sometime in the future, not for this particular fiscal year, since we're way overdue on submitting our audit or submitting our tax form. And that's one of the reasons why CPB won't award us money as a result of us not having our financial picture as timely as it should be according to their guidelines.
Okay. Are you finished, Brenda?
Yes. Thanks.
Okay. What Brenda basically said is we're past the deadline for the CPB. And okay, Kim, you have the floor.
Yes, which is sort of what I said last time I was on the stack. We are past the deadline for CPB. There are many reasons. Brenda had some. I have others. There are many reasons, which I won't go into because it's not germane, and there's nothing we can do about it tonight. But suffice it to say, minutes are not holding up the audit or the CPB money. The CPB money is done. The other reason why we have problems from the half year before that is because people couldn't get it together to make sure their meetings were properly noticed. And the CPB said they wanted 100% compliance from us. And we're not alone. They are, you know, demanding 100% compliance from all stations that get these grants. So it's not like we were picked on. So those are the two reasons why money has been delayed from CPB. For 2013, it's done. I personally would like to move on to 2014 so we don't miss this deadline. And because we're already now 1 month into this fiscal year, and on the agenda for tonight is we need to choose an auditor for this 2014 year. And we're 59, and I would like to, suggest that you know, we can move on and figure out what to do about that. Because there's nothing we can do about 2013.
Are you finished, Kim?
I am done. Thank you.
Hank, you have the floor.
Well, Tim and I are of like mind on this. I would point out that just the people on this committee have spent dozens of hours talking about CPB. People on several other committees have spent dozens of hours apiece on talking about CPB. People at each of the stations have spent hundreds of hours talking about CPB, money that is gone. And while we could get it again in the future, it seems to me we'd be much wiser spending all those many hundreds of hours at each station fundraising. But I haven't been able to get that actually onto an agenda for real discussion at the PNB. So, and I'm not sure what the Finance Committee is doing or, you know, any other committee is doing about it. But, we're beating a dead horse. rather than trying to find a life force.
And Gateway for the stack.
Jane, you have the floor. I assume Hank is finished.
Yes.
So, the... Yeah, I think we need to get our minutes together. If Fred is telling us that that's not what's holding up the 2013 audit, I take his word for it. I mean, it sounds reasonable. It'd be nice to hear something a little more conclusive. But I'm a listener member of WPFW, and I have a pretty strong background in audit and auditing and accounting. And to me, as a donor to the station, I am appalled by the complete lack of coherent financial statements from this network. And it's just gotten worse over the last 10 years. Every year, it's gotten worse.
Mm-hmm.
And so while minutes are a concern, I am definitely, appreciative of the, critical nature of governing documents in any nonprofit organization. Financial statements are even more fundamental. And so I know that as the audit committee, we should stay focused on the audit. But 2 months ago, we said that we were going to go back and look at those management letters, and we were going to, as a committee, take responsibility for communicating with our local stations about what steps have been done to address these issues, so that presumably we could be helpers, but at the same time trustees of this responsibility that we have as a committee. And so I am concerned about the status of our financial statements. I am not seeing any improvement. I don't know what the auditor is going to say, but I am not I'm not impressed with where we are at this moment. And so I appreciate the recommendation of focusing on getting an audit of the fiscal year ending 9/30/2014, getting it in. That means that audit needs, that work should be done between December and January, primarily, I think, as I recall.
You're correct, Jane.
Yeah.
You are correct.
So I think that those two things need to happen. I think that we, as committee members, need to, talk to the staff, find out, have we been able to address these concerns that have been raised repeatedly year after year over the last 10 years. And if they haven't been addressed, I think that we as committee members should report what we find out. And if we can do that before the next meeting, then I think that we'll start making progress. I'm done.
Okay, well...
This is Kim.
Okay, the stack is empty at this point. Do you want to speak, Kim?
Yeah. Unless you were going to say
something. Excuse me, Kim. Could somebody mute their phone? We're hearing lots of road noise and
I'm in the car. So I'm unmuted right now.
Okay, Kim, you have
the phone. I'll speak and then back on mute.
Lawrence, to the stack also, please.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to make a motion that we spend until the next meeting gathering up and doing some research to find auditor names so we can discuss them at the next meeting have a process for choosing the auditor for 2014. The only way we can get this done is to do it. So that's my motion. It is the audit committee's responsibility to choose the auditor, and I would like to have some choices about who to pick for the next audit.
Point of information, Chair?
What's your point of information, Lawrence?
Didn't we just hire the Anamino and Associates to conduct the 2014 audit last year?
Can I answer your point of information, Lawrence? The audit committee, the timeline for the audit committee is that in November we normally make a recommendation for the auditor for the next, you know, for the next, you know, for the last fiscal year, which in this case would be 2014. Since I've been involved with the audit committee for 4 years, I've gone through the process of selecting an auditor. Aramino, we recommended last November to the PNB that they reuse Aramino for a second year to do the 2014 audit.
2013.
They did 2012,
and we recommended 2013 as a second.
Right, and that's what they're doing now.
Hold on, people. Everybody can't talk. You're correct. The PNB last year recommended Aramino to do the 2013 audit. The problem is it took us 6 months to select an auditor. We've used Aramino for 2 years now. It took us 6 months to select auditor to go out to put out an RFP, request for proposal, get back responses from a half dozen firms, then from that response to whittle that down to three firms, which we then did interviews with, and then make a selection. It's not a simple task to select a new auditor and do it right. So we have a problem here. We're supposed to make a recommendation in November for the 2014 audit. We're running out of time. And the auditor is supposed to actually do the audit, as Jane stated, from the audit is due 5 months after the end of the fiscal year, which is basically March 30th. So the auditor is supposed to really do the audit in December and January and then get it finalized by the end of March. So the problem here is time.
Brenda for the stack, please.
Okay.
And Hank.
And then Kim.
Okay, hold on. So I've got Lawrence, Brenda, Hank, Hank, and then Kim. And
okay.
Kim.
I'm
sorry.
Do I have the floor, Fred?
Excuse me, yes. Lawrence, you have the floor.
So this is what concerns me. Is that this committee's, not only is the audit behind, this committee's work is behind as well. We have not, as a committee, sat down and looked at the management letters. We have not looked at anything up to this point other than, you know, jockeying as to who's going to do this and who's going to do that. And now we're right in the middle of an audit that still hasn't been completed. And now we want to, and I understand that we're at bylaw time to select another auditor. But, you know, this really concerns me as to the amount of time. I'm not saying this is wasted time. This is very prudent time, and people really put their time in and really dedicate themselves to the process. But what, you know, my concerns are is that we have not gotten to anything. You know, and now we're at the point where we have to hire another auditor. So, just food for thought.
Okay, I'd like to respond to you very short and succinct. The big problem here is the reason the audit committee can't do its work is because basically the audit is 6 months behind schedule. We should have had the audit back in April. That's it. Brenda, you've got the floor.
Okay, thanks. My only concern, I do understand that the process needs to happen or needs to start happening in November. My only problem is that there is about half of our committee who's new to the audit committee. And my issue with that is that, one, we have not had an opportunity to talk to the auditors for this round of the audit, which poses a problem for people to even know whether or not they like Aramino. People who have been part of the audit committee before can make that type of assessment. And then us not having the discussion about the management letters even prior to some of this work, so we can compare to the previous auditors to our current auditors, is another issue that we still have not addressed. So I think in trying to move forward in choosing a new auditor seems, although I understand that we're behind, seems premature based on where we're at with this with 2013 fiscal year audit. And I would actually propose to postpone until we can have, one, a discussion with the auditors regarding the 2013 audit, which we should probably get an update by the next meeting. By November, we should have a conversation with Armenino. Secondly, is that the conversation about the management letters need to happen right away. And thirdly, is then based upon those discussions, we can go ahead and move forward in looking to either retain Armenino or looking for a new audit firm.
Okay. Are you finished, Brenda? Okay,
yes.
Hank, you have the floor. Hello? Hello?
Sorry, I was still on mute. I would point out that Armenino in 2012 nor 2013 has been any part of our problem. They, any accounting company, any accounting firm would come in and do virtually the same thing. Essentially, they're all sent to do the same things. They're all hired to do the same things. Now, if you had some reason that they had presented us, really uncooperative personnel or huge errors or anything, I would say, then fine, we should question Armenino. At this point, to expedite things and to take our mind off of going back and forth and back and forth for another couple of months about who should we hire for next year, I move at this point that we recommend Armenino again and since they know us and they know our books and they know the situation we're in, maybe in completing this one, they will have enough momentum going to move directly very shortly into the next audit. They are forcing us in a way to get our books in order, which is can only have a positive effect for us. And I think that it would be great if we just retain them right through and have them at the appropriate time in December go ahead and start the next audit, start requesting the actual documents they need.
Jane Gatewood.
I think that kind of external pressure, along with the possibility of returning to possible funding from CPB, would be pretty strong motivation for our stations to get their books in order and get them in.
Maria,
I'm going to actually go ahead with Armenino again.
Marielena on the stack.
Yes, I got you, Maria, and I got Jane, too. Kim, you have the floor. Thank you, Hank, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I couldn't hear Brenda too much. I personally have a problem with the 2012 audit. They said in their audit that pension funds were paid for that year. Well, there was a pension audit done 6 months later that said the pension funds were not paid. I have a problem with that. We have not heard from Armenino as to why there is this discrepancy, but that's a big discrepancy. And I would, I'm not just willing to give them willy-nilly the gig again. Because that was a pretty significant error or something that I haven't gotten an explanation for, and it is our job to make this decision. And not only that, as for the management letters, yes, it would be nice to go through them, but I'll tell you, we can go through them all we want, make all the recommendations we want. The NO is not going to, they're going to do what they're going to do right now, which is why I'm not pushing to do stuff on the management letter. they've got all they can do just to, you know, do what they're doing. So, you know, a list of recommendations from us is not going to mean much. They certainly read them. They can make any of those changes they want.
Okay.
Can I just back again, please?
Yes.
Can I make a quick response to that?
Hank, I was just going to... Go ahead, Hank.
I'm on stack.
Armanino deals with the information we give them. They don't make stuff up out of thin air. We have had stations that, just like with budgeting, turn their books in late, never reconcile their books, et cetera, et cetera. They give false information. And that is our failing, not Armanino's. If Armanino was told that we paid those and then later discovered that we didn't, that's our fault, not theirs.
This is Kim.
Let me make one statement of information. It's very unlikely we're going to be able to talk to Armanino in November. They've got their hands full doing the audit. They're not going to really want to talk to us. Kim, I'll let you respond, and then we really got to go to Jane.
Right. I don't think that's an accurate picture, Hank. I think there's a different explanation, and at any rate, it is the auditor's responsibility to check with the pension plan to see if, in fact, that money was contributed or not. Okay? That's their responsibility to make statements of fact, not just do what they've been told by management. That's why we have an independent auditor. They double-check what management tells them to find out if it is, in fact, accurate. Now, we don't know the particulars that happened, so I don't want to speculate. All I know is that there was a big error on our audit. That's all I know. And the other thing I want to say that I didn't say is we cannot do 2014. We can't start 2014 until 2013 is completed. To get
no one suggested that
for 2014. So there's really not much, and the CFO estimated that would be in April or May that it would be ready to go.
Okay.
2014. That was his estimated date.
Okay. Kim, are you done? Okay. I'll give you guys a chance after we get to our people. Jane, you have the floor.
I just want to say that all the reasons that I would like to give a second to all of the rationale that Hank presented for the advantages of engaging Armanino to do 2014. I think those are really, really, really significant issues that he brought forward. But at the same time, I do appreciate the concerns that were raised, a few outstanding questions, some significant, and also the obligation we have to go through some type of a competent process, and also cognizant of how limited all of our times are to do a good process. But it did not actually take, it only took us about 2 months to do the search that culminated in the recommendation from Armanino the first time, maybe 3 months, but I think it was closer to two. And we have those firms. We have the results of those firms. I think that all of the reasons that Hank mentioned for recommending that Armanino be engaged to complete the current year audit are very, very compelling, and I think that if there was a way that we could, you know, honor the concerns that have been raised but still give that due consideration, it really would be very worthwhile, because they are a competent firm, most definitely, and if errors have been made, you know, I think that those issues need to be identified and try to figure out what went wrong. But that's just my 2 cents. I'm done. Thank you.
Thank you, Jane. Maria Elena, you have the floor.
Yes, I'm trying to step back and look at the big picture of how auditing and the audit the audit committee is supposed to establish the financial health. That's my understanding of the organization, and that is the Pacifica stations and its affiliate stations. And so given that that is what our function is, to establish its health, and to have the audit reflect that, I think it is very much in line with our functions on the audit committee to submit recommendations with regard to how the auditor's reports and the financial health of the organization tie into the overall future functioning and ongoing functioning of the organization. So I think, yes, recommendations are very much in line. And one of the things that I'm concerned about, and I think this, you know, that we should make a recommendation regarding this, is once establishing the financial health, how does that tie in to the needs of the individual anchor stations and their immediate needs in order to not only get such funding as CPB grants in the future, but also also with facilitating or increasing the probability of renewing our licensing for broadcasting. Right now, one source has reported that KPFT's analog 90.1 FM station transmitter is only at 2%, 2 or 3%. And yet we're coming up for a licensing renewal deadline application on November 14th, within a matter of a few weeks. Now, hey, folks, you know, yes, we did get, when we were operating at 50% in the previous 5 years, I believe it was 6 years, we got extensions and special waivers, you know, in order to get the license to broadcast at 100,000 watts. That was 6 years in a row. And this, I don't know. The way, you know, what I'm saying is, there are some critical issues and some critical monetary needs that must be met if we're even going to renew or get a broadcasting license for, say, KPFT at 100,000 watts or even at 50,000 watts. Within the next few weeks. And the only way I can see to get, come up with that kind of money to get a new transmitter, because right now we've been, we purchased a used transmitter back in 2007. And it keeps, you know, that sometimes that goes down and then the blower goes down and then something else goes down. But the only way to really get, you know, a really quality transmitter that can broadcast at 100,000 watts is to buy a new one. And in order to get that kind of money means, hey, substantial layoffs of full-time staff. My understanding, there are currently 8 full-time staff at KPFT, including one particular business manager who has made some sort of a $90,000 receipt of a $90,000 from
Excuse me, I want information. This is really out of order.
I'm going far afield. I know that, but I'm trying to come back again, and that is to the fact that I think it's incumbent upon this auditing committee to make some recommendations, given the overall picture and overall health, financial health of its 5 anchor stations. That's all,
Maria. The function of the audit committee is to look over the finances of the organization, and finances are critical for doing anything within this nonprofit. In any case, Lawrence, you're next.
Yeah, I really appreciate what Maria Elena had to say, and I hope she brings it up at the governance committee, because I think it's the kind of discussion that could be robust and needed there. But in regards to the previous audit, I was on the audit committee. I did not feel comfortable with the process that took place. I understand Kim, but there was almost a strange relationship between management and the auditors at that particular time, and I didn't feel comfortable about it. I take Hank's and Jane's concerns are very well taken by me. But I also understand Ken's concern about possible duplicity with previous management in regards to why some of the stuff was omitted and why some stuff was put into that audit report, this past audit report. So,
point of order, I made no such assertions about any kind of duplicity on any person. And that's really, please do not attribute that to me. I made no intention of anyone.
I have the floor, Chair.
Kim, you should may appoint a personal privilege, but
she didn't ask for it, sir. Chair. Anyway, so I take full responsibility for every word that I say, and I'm being very careful as to the way I say them, so I don't back away from them. There was a strange relationship in with past management and the auditors. So, and it's true what Hank said. You know, you go to a doctor, you see a doctor, and if you don't report your symptoms, then the doctor's going to make a decision as to what kind of medicine they're going to give you. So, you know, if previous people are just reporting symptoms or not reporting symptoms, then they can be treated. Hey, that's the way it is. So, you know, I take full responsibility for every word that I said tonight. Thank you.
Okay, the stack is exhausted at this point. Does anybody else want to speak on there's no motion on the floor at this point.
That's not true. I have a motion there. I have a motion to make a list of auditor firms to discuss at the next meeting.
And I was under the impression I was on the stack.
Well, I didn't have you down, Hank, but...
No, it's Robert.
I'm sorry. Robert, you haven't spoken very much. You have the floor.
I just want to go back to this issue about us looking at the management letters. We had the management letters at the time we approved the audit. The whole discussion about looking at the management letters came about later, when the committee undertook to say, we want to do our part in correcting these problems that ordinarily ought to go to governance or finance, but the committee seems anxious to want to do their part to correct whatever it is that keeps recurring in the management letters, one of which I can step out off the top of my head, is they have a real problem with the paper trail on, you know, how money is accounted for at Pacifica. That there ought to be procedures in place to make sure that the whole process, every step of the process, from accepting the money to getting it in the bank, spending it, is so they can go in and actually not spend as much time to do an audit because they have a paper trail. And so, to suggest that we didn't look at the audit letters is just not true. We looked at them when we approved the audit, and I'm sure that the approval of the audit is one of the things the auditors want to see in our minutes. So that's all.
Thank you, Robert. Again, I'm the stack is exhausted.
William for the stack.
William, you have the floor.
Okay, I'd just like to point out that the main functions of any audit committee are to select the auditor and to follow up on, not necessarily correct, but follow up on the management letters to see if anything's been done. We're not to fix it. Then the comment about that we're involved with the financial health of the organization is, I think, a little misplaced. All we do is make sure that we have an auditor and then follow up on their reports, the management letters. Financial health is a finance committee, and many of the other things we talked about here or that I heard here are not part of the audit function. And I believe Hank made a motion, maybe I misheard him, but I thought Hank made a motion to suggest suggest that we keep Armenino for the next order.
Correct.
This is Kim.
Kim, I'll give you the floor now.
Well, my motion came before Hank. I mean, if he's saying that's a substitute, okay. But my motion came first, that we explore some, that we gather up some names for other audits and discuss them at the next meeting. That was my motion. If Hank is making a substitute motion to just recommend Armenino, well, then we still have to deal with both of those. And, of course, I'm not recommending that substitute. I'm recommending that we look at other officers. And we have the time to do it since we have until May when the audit is going to be ready to begin.
Maria Elena, on the staff,
yeah,
I'd like to call the question.
Okay.
Well, you can. This is a committee.
This is Fred. I was going to say something here, and that is we not make any kind of decision on the auditor at this meeting. That we put that as an agenda item on the November meeting to deal with that, so that we get as many members of the committee out and have as broad a consensus as possible on that.
Point of order, Chair.
It's been made.
What is your point of order?
My point of order is, are you making a decision as the acting chair to...
I'm making a recommendation,
okay. Because I object to it.
Okay.
As do I.
Who wants to speak?
Maria Elena.
Okay, Maria.
Maria Elena.
Maria Elena, you have the floor.
I support Kim's motion that we research other possible auditors and bring that to the meeting, to the next audit committee meeting for discussion. So I support her motion, and I also call the question that we vote on that.
Well, we can't call the question in a committee, but...
Is there any objection to voting on the motion?
Which one?
Kim's motion.
This is William for the stack.
William, I've got
you. If Hank made his motion and Kim categorized it as a substitute, then you'd have to vote on the substitute first. If Hank agrees that it's a substitute.
I don't think Kim's motion was a substitute.
Not Kim's, Hank's. Kim asserted that Hank's motion is a substitute. Now, I'm not agreeing with that, but I'm just saying if it is, then you have to take care of the substitute motion first, vote on the substitute motion first, and then the prior motion.
This is Hank. I can answer it.
Hank, you have the floor.
Thank you. I did not hear Kim make a motion. I just independently made the motion.
And your motion is, you want to restate it?
To go ahead and recommend Armenino.
Well, I made my motion when we started this discussion. I started this discussion by making that motion. So you may not have heard it, but I made that motion. And that's why we're discussing it.
Actually, no. You responded with that.
No, I didn't, Hank. I said it at the beginning of the discussion. And you can go back and listen to the audio. But that's...
Okay. It's, by the way, folks, it's getting to, I think it's 7:30 already. And so it's, we've been at this for 2 hours.
This is Kim.
10:30 Eastern Time. 10:30.
Kim, do you want, I've got, Kim, do you want to speak?
Yeah, I just want to say, are people ready to vote or not? We could just vote on them. I don't know that there's much more discussion to be had. If people want to discuss it, let's go for it. But if not, if people are ready to vote, I'm willing to wing it because I don't have my notes. I'm in my car, but I'm sure we can get a vote and I won't miss anybody. Is there any objection to taking a vote now?
In what order do we vote? This is William for the SAC.
William, you have the floor.
Yeah.
I'm a little
tired
here.
In what order do we vote on these two motions? I think the chair would have to decide that if there's a question as to who made a motion first.
I'm not sure who made the first motion. I believe... I think Kim made her motion first, and then Hank made his. But I'm not 100% sure of that.
Maria Elena on the stack.
And this is Kim. I'm absolutely sure, because I did it intentionally to get this discussion going.
I want to vote, Chair. Why is it that Director Kim Kaufman continues to interrupt, and you hear people requesting to be on the stack, and yet you don't acknowledge them, but you allow Ken to...
Because I'm tired, Lawrence,
okay,
and I can't control the members. Right, Maria, you have the floor.
Maria Elena is my first name. And I am absolutely sure that Kim presented her motion first before Hank made his motion. And Kim's motion was that we research other auditors and bring that information to the audit committee at the next meeting. And so I'm absolutely sure that she presented her motion first. And so I submit we should vote on her motion first.
Actually, you vote in reverse order. That's Robert's rules.
No, I do not see Hank's motion.
Hank is correct because Hank's was a... I gather an amendment or a alternate motion, so we have to dispose of Hank's motion first to get to Kim's motion.
I have a point of information, Chair. Point of information.
Yes.
So my point of information is this committee does not do the hiring; they do the recommendation. Is that correct?
Your point of information, I believe, is correct in that this committee makes a recommendation to the PNB, which makes the final decision as to the auditor.
I have a point of information, too.
Go ahead.
This is Robert. Do we know whether, A, Armanino has been paid, and, B, whether Armanino would subject themselves to Pacifica for a third year?
Robert, I think I can answer that. We don't know. The last time we talked to Armanino, they hadn't been paid, but it's been at least almost 2 months, and the world could have changed. And I don't know what they think of Pacifica at this point in time. I'd hate to know what they think of us.
Can we move forward with the vote?
Oh, yes. So I think we have to, Elena is correct that we have to dispose of Hank's motion. And Hank's motion was to immediately make a recommendation to the PNB that we retain Armanino for the 2014 audit.
Correction. Maria Elena did not say that we should speak to Hank's motion first. Maria Elena said that we should speak to Kim's motion first because I do not interpret Hank's motion as a substitute nor as an amendment to Kim's motion.
Nonetheless, last order of business first. First order last.
From my computer background, are we talking about stacks or FIFOs? Oh, wow.
We're talking about order of voting.
Yes.
Fred.
So I mean, I would think logically we're supposed to deal with Hank's secondary motion first. It now belongs to the committee. Hank made it, we have to deal with it.
I think so.
And Hank, did you want us to make that decision tonight or at the next meeting?
I suggest we vote on it now.
Point of order.
What's your point of order?
Since Hank's motion completely obliterates everything in the original motion, it can't be seen as anything but a substitute motion.
Thank you, Robert. In which case, we have to deal, according to Roberts, we deal with a substitute motion first. I'm not hearing it. Is there any objection to us voting on Hank's motion at this point in time? If there is, we go back to discussion.
I heard no objection. Does anybody
Kim.
This is Kim.
Yes, Kim. You can speak.
Does anybody have the minutes up in front of them on their computer? I don't have my minutes. I mean, I can sort of remember who's on this call. But if somebody had it, that they could just read the minutes, that would be helpful. If not, I can just start and roll.
At some point, we had 10 people on the call.
Well, okay, but I need does anybody have the minutes up? Because I have a list of members.
I do have it.
Okay. Can somebody take roll?
I have it.
Okay, great. Can you call the roll, and I will mark it down.
Okay.
So we're voting on Hank's motion to recommend Armanino to the PNB for the 2014 audit.
Okay, Carolyn Burden.
Not here.
Okay, Fred Blair. The chair abstains at this point. Maria Elena Castellanos.
Maria Elena Castellanos votes against the motion.
Thank you, Maria. Jose Luis Fuentes. Jose was on the phone call for a while. Okay. Jane Gatewood.
Yes.
Thank you, Jane. Donald Goldmacher.
Not here.
William Herwagen.
Yes.
Kim?
No.
Hank?
Yes.
Frank Lefevre's on the call. Robert Mark?
Yes.
Brenda Medina?
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes?
Lawrence, KPFK, both yes.
And Richard Uzel's on the line. I'll go back. Jose Luis Fuentes. Okay, Kim. What are the numbers?
6-2-1 Wow.
Six.
Pretty
yes.
Funny.
2-1 Okay.
I heard 2 no votes. Kim Maria Elena.
Yeah, 6-2-1
The chair abstained.
I'm sorry.
And the chair abstained.
I thought you said 2-2-0 not 2. Sorry.
All right. Well, we definitely have to have minutes for tonight. So we're making a recommendation to the PNB that
no,
they...
No, you have to vote that as the main motion now.
Okay, so we... thank you, Robert. So going back to Kim's main motion, you want to restate your motion, and then we'll take...
Fred, point of clarification.
Thank you.
Fred, can I clarify?
Clarify.
Okay, so what we just voted on was on the substitute. So since the substitute passed, the substitute now is the main motion. And so people can decide whether or not they want to...
Kim, excuse me, Brenda, I understand. So we now have to vote on the new main motion. So,
yes.
Okay. So, Kim, you want to take... is somebody called the question?
Yeah, we're voting. We're in the middle of voting. I'll call the roll again.
Okay.
I have the names down from what we just did. Fred Blair.
Again, I'm going to abstain.
Okay. Maria Elena.
I don't know what we're voting on. No?
We're voting on the same motion, Maria Elena.
And that is to recommend our Armenino or something, right?
Correct.
Yes.
I vote no.
Okay. Jose Luis Fuentes. Not here. Gatewood.
Yes.
Gearwagon.
Yes.
Kim votes no. Hank Lamb.
Yes.
Mark, Robert Mark.
Yes.
Brenda Medina.
Yes.
And Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
6-1.
Okay, well, Kim, as secretary, could you type up that motion and send it on to the PNB?
No, I will type it up and we'll send it to the next meeting, and then they'll go to the PNB.
Okay.
Why?
Well, we've been...
Point of information, Chair?
What's your point of information, Lawrence?
The motion... request expedited action that this be done immediately. If the secretary has a problem doing that, I'll be more than happy to type it up and send it myself.
Well, that's a motion, so is there any objection to that motion?
I would ask, I'm sorry for interrupting the vote, but I was cut off earlier in regards to the motion that had previously passed about the elections. Will that also be sent out today or not until?
I assume the secretary will contact the national office and in an expeditious manner to deal with the election. We have a motion on the floor.
Chair?
Yes, Lawrence. What's your point of information?
Are we hoping that the secretary would also act in an expeditious manner to convey this correspondence that we just passed, this motion that we just passed?
Well, I thought that was the point of the motion.
Okay.
Is there any objection to this motion? It's getting late. Hearing no objection, the secretary is charged to act in an expeditious manner to forward our recommendation to the PNB. We have exhausted our agenda at this point. Do I hear anybody?
I move to close the meeting.
Is there any objection to that? Hearing none, the meeting is over.
Okay, thank you. Have a good night, everyone.
Good night,
everyone. Thank you.